This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Hello. Alice is having some very curious adventures at the bottom of a rabbit hole. She drank a drink that made her very small indeed. But she wants to grow bigger, so that she can reach the key that will unlock the tiny door to a beautiful garden. After eating some cake she found in a little glass box, Alice started to feel something.
Curiouser and curiouser. I'm growing. My feet are so far away. Goodbye, feet. How will I put my shoes and socks on, I wonder?
Alice grew so big that her head hit the ceiling.
Ouch!
It was easy to reach the table now. She picked up the tiny key and rushed to the door. But in her excitement, she forgot something again.
Oh, this is hopeless. I'm much too big for this door now. I'll never get into the garden. I can only look through the door with one eye. Oh!
Alice was over 9 feet tall, and when a girl that big cries, the tears are big too. Alice cried and cried until half the hall was filled with a salty pool of tears. After a time, Alice heard a little pattering of feet in the distance. She dried her eyes to see what was coming.
Oh, I'm late. I'm so very late. I was told to be early and I'm going to be late. The Duchess will be waiting. Oh my, she will be so very angry with me. Oh my.
The sight of the white rabbit, splendidly dressed in his best clothes and carrying a large fan and a pair of white leather gloves, was enough to stop Alice's tears.
If you please, sir.
Oh! Oh, my!
But don't go. I won't hurt. Oh, dear. You've dropped your gloves. But look. What a pretty fan. And crying is such hot work. Oh, that's better. Oh, dear. How strange everything is today. Yesterday, things were normal. But today, I'm not sure if I'm the same girl who woke up this morning. But if I'm not the girl who woke up this morning, the question is, who am I?
Alice fanned herself while she talked. She felt much cooler. But after a minute or two, something started happening.
Oh, here's that feeling again.
The something kept happening. Alice kept fanning herself.
I don't believe it. I must be. I am. I'm growing smaller again. Smaller than the table. Hello, feet. It's good to see you again.
Soon, Alice was smaller than ever. She was still shrinking and shrinking and she didn't know why.
Oh dear, I'm getting very small. Oh, I'm getting much too small. Oh dear, I shall fade away altogether. Oh, the fan? The fan!
Just in time. Alice threw the fan on the floor so she wouldn't get any smaller.
That was a lucky escape. But now I'm small enough to get into the garden.
Poor Alice. There she stood at the little door, but it was locked again. And there was the little key back in its place, out of reach, on the table.
Oh, not again. This is hopeless. I'll never get that key now. I so badly wanted to see the garden. And things are worse than ever. I've never been so small as this in my life. Never.
Things were as bad as ever. And they were about to get worse. And poor little Alice fell into a pool of her own tears, Luckily, she knew how to swim. But she wasn't the only one who had fallen into the pool. Next time, Alice meets a dodo, tries to make friends with a mouse, and joins in a very, very curious race. Goodbye.